Again, Kuf Dalet on the base, we're up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, HaKosif She'oisyes Kalamechad Chayif. A person writes two letters in one state of forgetfulness. He does not know that today is Shabbos, and he writes two letters. So the halach is, he's Chayif. Kosav V'dior B'san. Does not make a difference what type of material he writes with Dior, with red black ink. Sam is paint. Okay, it's not ink, it's paint. What's the difference between paint and ink? Ink is absorbed into the parchment. Paint is not absorbed, it just covers it, yeah. That's the difference between Sam and Sikra. It doesn't make a difference. The Shabbos does not need to be absorbed. Then we have the Dior B'Sam. Sikra is red. Does not make a difference if it's black or red. It doesn't make a difference what the color is. But kumis, now I don't know what these things are. Different types of ingredients. Different types of inks made from different types of ingredients. Rashi does not tell us exactly what a kumis, what kumis is. Over here it says kumis is... Okay, it doesn't really say. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is
with gum.
Okay.
The kumis.
Okay, the Gemara is going to see. Kankanosim. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. We'll see the Gemara. So gum or okay, gum or
copper sulfate.
Copper sulfate. With the kankanosim, with the reishim, anything which leaves an impression, so the person is chayiv. So to review, black, red, whether it's an ink, whether it's a paint, any type of thing which leaves an impression, any type of material, he's going to be chayiv. Vayita al shnei kostas zavios. Let's say you write two letters on two corners of the bias. You go to the corner, so the walls are perpendicular. The walls are not parallel. So what is halacha? You're going to be chayv. It does not make a difference because we're going to see the Gemara soon. The yisoid is it has to be red. The two letters are red together. So I'll shnei kosle what? Yeah, l'chari. Yeah, doesn't make. That's what kotz including kol davar shoyis shuru roishim. Anything which leaves a roishim. Shalom aleichem Reb Zev. Anything which leaves a roishim. Okay, al shnei kosle zavios on the two corners. We're way behind Reb Zev. On the two corners of the wall, so al shnei lavche pinkos, on the two different tablets of a ledger. In ancient times, they had wax ledgers, and you would etch into the wax, even though they're two separate tablets, as long as they are next to each other, you're going to be chayiv. Vehein nehagim zev zev. That's the main yisoid, that the two letters are read together. Chayiv. Next, hakoysev al besoroi. Person writes on his flesh, he's chayiv. Hamesorit al bisor. Let's say you etch. Take an object, you make an etch into your, the flesh.
Sorry, it's going to stay.
Yes, it's going to stay at least for 24 hours.
What? Scratch?
No. Akoisei means ink. The ink will eventually wear away. It will eventually disappear. You're right, it'll take time for the body to cause the ink to disappear. But it will be there for a significant period of time, more than 24 hours. And really, they're going to be hard.
It's going to be two oasis.
Two oasis, absolutely. Next, I'm sorry, there's no ink. The person is not using ink. He's taking a stylus. So he's taking something very sharp. Point and he's etching and making an etch, but in the process he causes his flesh to bleed. He causes some type of inflammation, which causes there to be a roishim. There is some type of impression. Hamasert al b'sos. What is Allah's machlok? Shabbi Eliezer mechayiv. Allah zechutz yischayiv and chatas racham poitim because it's not derech. Rashi says, why is he potter? Rashi doesn't say really from the Gemara. It's not kederech machlok isfaita. Kasa b'mashkin liquids. So here we have metusim, beet juice, shemashchirin, or b'me peros, or fruit juice, or b'avak derachim, or the dust of the roads, b'avak hasayfrim, the dust that's found in by the scribes. So b'chol davar she'enoy miskayim, the common denominator of beet juice, the fruit juice, and dust, and avak sayfrim, these things do not leave a lasting impression. After time will pass, these things will disappear. Potter. Next. La'achar yado, you write with the back of your hand, which seemingly means you write, Rashi says, Begav yado, yish'eichis ha'kumis be'etzba'oisav, v'hofach yado, so it would seem like if it's how you write, right?
So,
La'achar yado, look at Rashi, La'achar yado, Begav yado, yish'eichis ha'kumis, The etzba itself, the hofach yodai v'kosaf. You turn your hand upside down.
That's right.
Okay, that's what it says. Gav yodai. You hold the kolmos upside down.
Hofach yodai.
And you start writing like that.
Upside down.
As opposed to kedarka.
As opposed to writing with his left.
That was done in the Mishnah. That was discussed in the Mishnah in great detail. If a writer writes, there are two opinions. If it's shem dim roishem yichayiv, if it's shem kosev yipata. That was machlokes in the two opinions in the Mishnah. But now you write begav yodai. You write with the back of your. So you take the pen, you turn it upside down. Or you write with your foot, you put in your toes. I'm showing the Guinness Book of World Records. You have someone who wrote a book with their toes, right? The piv in your mouth, uve mar piko, your elbow. You put the pen in your elbow and you start writing with your elbow. Or kosaf ois achas samuch lechsaf. You write one letter samuch. You have a book, and you just write one more letter to be mashed on the sentence. You have Shemoin, right? Shin Mem Ayin Vav, and you're missing the Nun. So you write the Nun to be Mashlim the word, so you did not write two letters. You wrote one letter which was Mashlim.
You completed the word.
You completed the word, so it seems here does not. Let's see. Eitzel Ois Akasav Zivuk Ois Lashlimo Lashtayim. So could be, I take it back, you're not completing the word. So when it comes to writing, you don't need to write a word. If you, Lechatchila, set out to write two letters, I want to write the letter Aleph Aleph. That's what I want to do. Everyone agrees one is Chayiv. This, the discussion. Had the Gemara shame Shimon or two reishes, which is a word gag, or even if you write aleph aleph me azreka. That's in a situation where you wanted to write a word, you wanted to write Shimon, and you only end up writing shin mem. So there, you have to write two letters, which are different letters, which form a word. But if you lechatchila set out to write two different letters aleph aleph, everyone agrees you're going to be chayif. So in this situation, you already have one aleph, and now you want to write a second aleph. So it does not appear that it's a word. If you mashlim a word, I think the Gemara is going to discuss. That can be different. Even if you do something, you put a little dot. If you have a word in the Sifter is puzzle, and you just add a little teeny dot to mashlim, that's also called the ksiva. But here, that's not what you're trying to do. You're not coming to be mashlim anything. You have one aleph, and now you write another aleph next to a pre-existing aleph. That's insignificant, even though now sachakol we have two letters, being that it's not a completion of anything significant, and you only ended up writing one letter, you potter. Cause of oyesachasim v'chsav or v'chsav v'gabeksav, you trace letters. It's already, the letter already is there. You're just tracing it. So you write it to one that's not called the ksiva. Or, now, new case. Nischav and lift of ches v'chosav bei zayin. I wanted to write one letter ches. So we know that a ches is two zayins. Or ksav ari, it's a zayin and a vav. And by mistake, I did not, the pen skipped. When I made the connection on the top, it skipped. So I ended up with two zayins. Oh, I wrote two letters, but that was not my intent. My intent was to write letter ches. And by mistake, I wrote two zayins. I wrote one letter on the ground, one letter on the beam, one letter on the wall. I write on two walls, on two different tablets. But this case is not like the Reisha. One is on this wall, and one is on that wall. They're not read together. Ultimately, Chayv is when they're read together. To be read.
Relationship between.
Nahak, yes. To be read. How do they exact translation? I think it's read. What did it say in the article? In the Hagim Zemze? It's not read.
Read.
The word the Hagim here is translated to mean it's not read together. So, R-E-A-D. And all of these examples, Patan. All of these examples in the Mishnah.
The question was by the Mishkan that we knew which.
The two Krashim were next to each other. Exactly. Exactly. Very good. You're saying good. The whole Makar comes from, right? That's according to what Mandiyam, that's Machlaikas. See, even though they wrote in the Mishkan, even though they learned from, that's Rabbi Yossi in the Mishkan, in the Mishnah, that the purpose was to make a mark to note to put the two Krashim Zeitzel Zeh. But it could very well be that in the Mishkan they did actually write letters, Aleph Beis.
So then also only
that's
one.
That's Machlaikas.
But only one Osh should be enough. If they had one Osh there from last week,
right?
They put another Osh this week.
No, but the Mishkan is describing the entire process. The Mishkan, we deal with the entire process, yeah, you need two letters. So in all of these examples, the second part of the Mishnah with the Meperos, starting from the Meperos, where it's not lasting, or it's the one on the ground, one on the wall, or it's kalach yad in an unusual way, or it's two different walls, things like that. And all of these examples, potter. That one word potter goes back on a whole long list of cases that we enumerated above. Nu halacha, kosav oisachas nu trikin. You wrote one word, or you wrote two letters, and these two letters represent a whole phrase.
That's
Yarat. What? An abbreviation.
Without the shichlach?
It doesn't say. I don't know the answer. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, well, you have to know the trigon. You have to be very precise. I take back what I said. A word. Look at Rashi. New trigon. Remember, there are many rishonim. We'll just learn one rishonim for now. Rashi, new trigon. She'osa simin nekuda olecha. Okay, not a word. We think of new trigon in modern terminology. Modern terminology, new trigon is ki yorat haderech lenegdi. Yorat means yora, ro'a, whatever. The Gemara is going to say all these different drashas. We take a new trigon to mean you have a word, and one word represents a whole series, or each letter represents a word. That's not what it means over here. Over here it means elo, ani lidodi vidodili. Right? You have elo. Elo means full, ani lidodi vidodili. That's not what it means over here. Over here it means a dot, according to Rashi. Maybe you'll find other, we shouldn't have different opinion. Rashi says you put a mega dot. Shasa simen nekuda alecha. You have a letter, one letter. Right? So one letter is not sufficient. You need to write at least two letters. I wrote a shin. And everyone knows that when you write a shin with a strechel, it means shemoin. And in a certain context. And
it could be a symbol.
Well, a symbol. No. That's not what he says here. That's what I'm saying. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here, there are many translations for new trigon. I guarantee if you look in a dictionary, a modern dictionary or a modern encyclopedia, or you're looking even not in such a modern, you'll have a whole different translation and understanding of what it means new trigon. But let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Rashi. What is new trigon? For Shabbos, you need to write two letters. What did you do? I wrote one letter. And I put a dot on top of the letter. And it's self-understood. Let's say like a strechel. Okay, an apostrophe.
It's like you said, Rav
Yosef. And from the content.
H and a strechel, that means Rav. So
from the content of this letter, it's clear as day that I'm referring to Shimon. I want to write Shimon 1,000 times. Shin, strechel, it means Shimon. But I didn't write two letters. I only wrote one letter. Understand the dot.
Cool.
So according to Rashi, according to the Mishnah, it's machlokes. Kosav oisachas lechukin Rashi she'as a simen nekuda aleha. You wrote one letter, and upon that one letter, you put a dot, and it is loymar aleha loymar shel hovin ba teva shleima kosa. That it should be self understood that this one letter represents an entire word. So what's the halacha? It's machlokes. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beser mechayiv v'chachamim poitim. Is that equivalent to writing two letters when you write one letter with a dot? Is the dot already in the madrega of a second letter because it represents a whole number of letters? Yes or no? Machlokes, go into the lumdis, but you right away can appreciate this asvarta say azoy and azoy. You have machlokes between in the Mishnah between Yeshua and the Chambayt. Dioy. What is dioy? We translate it as black ink. So the Gemara says diusa. It was known to them as diusa, which means black ink. Ink by definition means something which is absorbed into the paper, into the parchment. Okay, that's ink. As opposed to sam. Sam is black paint. Paint does not absorb. Paint goes on top of the object. Dioy is diusa. Sam is sama. That we know it means, right? Orpiment. Okay, orpiment, whatever that is, some type of chemical compound.
Colorant.
Colorant?
C-O-L-O-R-A-N-T.
And what is that?
It's a paint that's colorant.
Okay, it's a coloring. So that's sama. Okay, yeah. Orpiment, vitus. Do you use sam sama? Sikra, which is red. Amar Bahama, Sikrasa Shema, it basically means red paint. Red paint, and the chiddush over here is, it does not need to be black. Don't make a mistake and think that the laws of writing for Shabbos are identical to the laws of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Stam, it's possible. There's no such halacha. Every Sefer Torah, Stam, Tulim, Zuzu Sefer Torah must be in black. There is no such thing as writing in any other ink. Even gold, after the Shemos, is possible. Mela, don't think that when it comes to Shabbos, Tachiv, Deraisa, Malacha, you need to do black? No, any color is sufficient. Sigras Hashemah. Kumis, what's kumis? So in this certain time, it means kuma is gum. Guma, it's sap. It's the active ingredient is, Rashi says, is resin. Okay, that was used as an ink. Kan kunasum, what is that? Amar Rabba Babar Chana Amar Shmuel Charta de Ushkefi. Rashi, or mint. Okay, whatever that is some type of a copper sulfate, correct? Copper sulfate. If you're a chemist, you will appreciate what these things are. If you're not a chemist,
color, it depends on the moisture of what color.
Depends on the moisture, how much moisture you're in.
It's green or blue to green.
How do you know all this?
So that's his line.
What?
With a chemist.
You used to be a chemist?
My previous lifetime was a chemist.
Really?
Yeah, I have a master's in chemistry.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we have here a real expert. Okay.
It only helps you in the Gemara, that's why.
Charta de Ushkifi. Okay, so we have over here our copper sulfate.
Became a chemist will learn the sugar better.
Next, the Chol Dava Shura Yishem Lasui Mai. The Mishnah is called up any time it says the magic words called over, and the Mishnah would call the Mishnah. What's going to be marbed in the sun? Obvious. Lasui mai, lasui hodutan Rabbi Chanin mekosvul b'mei teria. The aftza. What's mei teria? Rashi says yesh oimer min pri, a fruit, a certain type of fruit. Yesh oimer min gishamim, rain. Rain is very. Is that true that it's dangerous to drink rainwater? It's acidic. It's poison?
It's coming through the atmosphere, I think.
It's poison? What?
I don't think it's healthy.
Acid rain.
Acid rain, average
acid
rain.
There's acid in the atmosphere.
No, that's
when you drink water, I mean, the water you drink from the reservoir, I mean, rainwater has been mixed in. I mean, even though, I mean, it comes from the snow, right? I mean, we drink tap water. Where does it come from? It comes from snow.
No. New York City tap water comes under the water and it gets filtered. The filter factor.
That's filtered. Forget about that. But let's say that's a modern thing they filter. That's only recently
they
filtered.
No. It comes from the Catskills.
Right. And the Catskills, where does the water from the Catskills come from?
No. Yeah, but you don't drink the Catskills water. You can drink it as it came down. It got filtered underground. It's not the city unfilters it. The ground water filters.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the bug question came in, because there were cisterns that things that got on the side.
Okay.
So the bugs grew.
But somehow rainwater, the Gemara, according to Rashi's interpretation, at least where he's living, where he's referring to, was so acidic that if you can use it as an ink. And the Gemara says that it leaves a roshim, it leaves a permanent roshim if you use rainwater. That is Rashi's second interpretation. The rain, the different parts of the world, rain has a different property. Lasuye mei tria. The afsa, what is afsa? Rashi says afsa is mei afotzim. That's gallnuts.
Gallnuts.
Okay, so that's not beets, because beets, the Gemara tusim. What was tusim? Mulberries? That was another. That was the one. That was literally on the top. There's a certain type of fruit juice which does not leave a roishim, but mei afotzim does leave a roishim. The gallnut water, gallnut juice does leave a roishim, and mei also kosher. So that's referring to a get. When it says over here, it's kosher. It's a kosher sefer Torah. It's a kosher get, and just like it's going to be kosher for a get, and it's going to be kosher for a sefer Torah, it's going to be enough of a chiv to be chayiv for the melacha. For the melacha deraisa of Shabbos. Okay, this remember was discussing ksivas get. So if you write it, it's kosher. Fine. So write it. Let's buy the next gemara. Next halacha. If you take a piece of lead, a lead pencil, right? Lead. The shchar, what shchar, Rashi?
Pencil is not lead.
It's not lead. What is
it's
it?
It's called lead pencil. It's not lead.
They will be outlawed in China.
Graphite.
In America also. Okay.
Lead is a poison.
But avar be'oferes. So why is it called lead? It used to be lead?
Maybe.
Yeah, it used to be lead.
Okay. But avar, nothing today is what it seems. Even meat. What's the meat that we eat today? Go to the Gladmar and buy a piece of meat. What's the name of the animal that it came from? Not a cow. It has some crazy name you never heard before. Some exotic type of thing. Whatever, you have to find out the exact name. Milk. Where do we get milk from today? It's not a cow.
It's not milk.
It's something related to it. It's some type of funny name related to the cow family, because those are more ideal. Everything is optimized today. Fine. Everything, nothing is as it seems. Because avar is oiferes umashchir kishu meshavshif oiferes alaklach, and it becomes black. What shchar picham coals? Okay. Charcoals, that's shachar. And what is no, shachar? What shachar? I don't know what avar is lead. What does it say? Translate English for shachar?
Charcoal.
And shichar, Rashi says pecham is a coal. Oh no, he has both. But he has it reversed. The reason why, no, he doesn't have reverse. Shachar is charcoal, pecham. And shichar is or mint. I guess shichor is, you say shoemaker's polish? Kosher. So this is all good for a get. If it's kosher for a get, it's good for a sefer Torah, it's good for a sefer Torah, it's good for the roshem. Amel, one is chai for Shabbos. Right, I'm sadal bisaroi. If a person etches a needle, etches a mark, a stylus up to his flesh, tattoo, and there is no, but tattoo, there is ink. We're talking about where there's no ink. Just a person takes a stylus, and he makes a mark on his flesh, and he irritates the flesh, and that causes there to be a mark on the flesh, and that mark will last more than 24 hours. He has done a malach of the rites, machleks the mishnah. Machleks the mishnah is he chayv or not. Tattoo is where they make a mark, they a needle, and they inject ink into the skin itself. So here they're not injecting, just I'm sorry, we'll make a scratch. Tanya l'raisa omar. Lahem rabbi Eliezer l'chama. Halai ben satita. Satita. Who is he? Yoshka. Yoshka's father's name. Who's Yoshka's father? Not like they say. His father's name was Satida. He was a Roman officer, not necessarily Roman, a Greek. The Shiloh was one exactly the Greek Roman, whatever he was. But he worked for the government. He had a city job, and he was mezane with Miriam. Miriam Megala Sayar. There's a machlekes in the Mefarshim if she was married, if she was already in Arusa, or she was just if she was a Penuya when this happened, and that would be nafkamina if he was a mamzer. Zemachloikis, well, that's another shayla. If a goy is ba on an eshes ish, is the child a mamzer? The mother, the child is Jewish, because the child follows the mother. Correct? So if it's another Jew, if a Jew, a Yisrael, is ba on an eshes ish, it's pashut adam, the child's a mamzer. But if the goy is ba on an eshes ish, I believe it's machloikis, the Rambam, Ravid, it's a big machlokes hapoiskim if the child is a mamzer, being that the father is a goy and the mother is an eshes ish, or is the child just a posel? He's a yisrael that has no yichos. Machlokes hapoiskim. Very nafkamina. If Yeshu was a mamzer, first of all, was his mother married at the time, or was she an arusa, or was she a penuya? And then, even if she was an eshes ish, what's the status of a goy haba al eshes ish? Is the child a mamzer, or is the child Yisrael that's not kosher? But one thing is for sure, Yashkel is Jewish, and that's pashut because the mother was Jewish. Malay ben satatab, haitzi kishafim min Mitzrayim. No one could escape Egypt with kishafim. That was unheard of. So how did he pull it off? How was he able? They said he was able.
It's the wrong time zone, there, wasn't it? This is by his shame.
The Gemara is telling us no. The Gemara is telling us what happened. The Gemara is talking now. The Talmud was written. The Talmud was written way after the Churban by his shame.
Correct.
And where we put, and Yashka, there's a Shiloh when he lived, so he lived either about 50 years before the Churban Bayis, Sheni, or he lived about 200 years before.
So where does he
doesn't matter.
Where does the
Gemara is that point on. The Gemara is recording. What happened? The Gemara now that's talking. Let's say the Gemara. Let's say make believe the Gemara is
recording. The Yishuv in Mitzrayim that it
yes.
That it
going, no, yeah, yeah. We're talking about during the time of the Bayis Sheni.
We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu crossing.
No. We're talking about the time of. During the time of Yashka, which was during the time, absolutely, there was major kishuf, major black magic industry, and no one was ever allowed that you could go. They had body scanners when you go into the airport out of Egypt. Make sure you're not taking any magic books with you. No magic, because it was a trade secret of Egypt to no magic. So what did he do? He was clever. He went and he wrote all of the potions, the magic potions, on his flesh. So you see that it's derech ksiva bekach halfway. A fella, the Gemara is telling us a halacha from Yashka. Hafle a fella, what's going on over the Gemara? The Halloy ben Sadat Ohitzi Kishafim Mimitraim, Bisrita Shalbasarai, Amrulis Sebakim, Shaita Hoya. Ben Sadat was a Shaita. Hermesa?
Everybody writes on this.
A Shaita. The Ein Mivin Raya Min Hashaitim, you're doing a Raya from the Shaitim. Unbelievable Gemara that you could imagine over here. Oh, here we got some. Okay, I didn't prepare well.
Question: anybody's going to write things on this goof is a shaita. So why?
Not necessarily.
Why should say that?
Not necessarily.
Why should say ksiva? Why should? But
shaita. Yeah.
Why does it go out of the klal of ksiva?
So it could be. I don't know. Shaita ha yeshtus ha yebolasas masha in derech bnei adam oisim. So Rashi is saying that what he did was not derech adam. No one.
That's not ksiva?
The Gemara is saying it's not. Umosar nafshay.
If a kshayta writes, it doesn't have das.
No, no. It batla daita eitzel. We have to find derech ksiva bekach. It's not.
But it's words. It's isis.
So something. What? So what? We learned if you write backwards, right? If I go take the pen, I go like this, and I write a perfect saf, beautiful, beautiful handwriting. Am I chayif?
No.
But why? Ein derech ksiva bekach. Now, this Gemara has been heavily censored by the censor. So I have here my Gemara in the Oiz V'Hadar. I have the uncensored edition. So let me read you what the Gemara really says. B'tfus yoshan noisaf ben satata ben pan dirahu. Ben satata was ben pan. They have his grandfather's name who Amrav Chista bal satata boyel. No, I'm not even sure what this all means. Boyel pandira bal papius ben Yehuduhu ela imois satata imoy Miriam megalim neshayahava. I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Okay. Yeah.
This is not
Yashka,
but this is Papas Ben Yehuda.
No, they say that was Rabbi Shuben Prachya. Absolutely, he ran away with him. There's a lot of Rabbi Akiva lived 70 years, died 70 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So Rabbi Akiva, first of all, that's when he died. He died, right? So that means, but the first 80 years of his life, he was not really well known. He was 40 years old when he first started to learn. He learned for 40 years. The last 40 years where he made a public appearance, he was on the scene. So if he died about 70 years after the Churban, so he first made his appearance already like 30 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Okay, now when was Yashka? So you should know we have Makoros that there were two Yashkas. There was a Yashka, Krishna Yashka started about 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And then we have Raya's that there was another Yashka later. I don't know exactly what the problem is. And their calculation, what they claim, doesn't stem with either with what we have in Chazal. So something doesn't make sense. There are three. Three. their calculations.
Even with our shalom of the 170.
I don't know. I really don't know what I'm talking about. It's very. You have to do. There's a lot written on this and said about this, and whatever. Okay, not for now. We have to go by it. This is not the main topic. So whoever. Okay, it's not important for Algamar. Whoever this Ben Satis, whoever this person was, he was a shaita of Ein Mevin Roya Min Ha Shaitim Vaita Kosav Oisachasam Elosav. We learned in the Mishnah, if you have already accepted, you have one more letter towards Allah, you're going to be chayif. You're going to be able to say Yimi Potter. If you write one additional Yimi Potter, Man Tana Huzatana, Omarab Barav, Huna, Deloy Kirabi Eliezer. It is not following the Shida, Beliezer, Dear Beliezer, Omar Achasala, or Chayif. He disagrees. He holds that if you have, this is going to be the next Mishnah, it's a very hard Mishnah. If you have a garment that's already woven, and you add one more stitch to a garment that's in the process of being woven, you're chayif. So just when it comes to a garment that's already 1,000 stitches, and on Shabbos you add one more stitch, that's significant. Chayif. Likewise, if you have a whole tzav, you have a whole megillah, and you add one more letter to what already pre-exists, you would be chayif. The fact that the Mishnah says if you add one more letter to a pre-existing tzav yipata, is not going like Rabbi Yehuda's vayt. Kol tzav agav tzav yipata, man tano amav chista deloy kav Yehuda, d'tanya, haray, sheitzoch luto is Hashem. The person was supposed to write the Shem Hashem, right? Yud kei vav kei, four letters. And what happened? The nischavin luto of Yehuda, but your kavana was to write Yehuda. You thought, oh, now you look, you get a quick glance at your tikkun sofrim. Right? There's a tikkun koirim and a tikkun soifrim. So you look at your tikkun soifrim and you see what you think is Yehuda, and you begin, you have kavana to write Yehuda. But really, you're up to Hashem's name. And you all know that when you write Hashem's name, you have to say L'shem Kedushas Hashem. If you don't say L'shem Kedushas Hashem before you write Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Sefer Torah is possible. The tefillin and the mezuzos are possible. You must say L'shem Kedushas Hashem. There's a big shayla if a soif before he writes the Sefer Torah, he says, I'm in advance, I want to stipulate that every time I write Hashem's name, it shall be L'shem Kedushas Hashem, if that helps. Some say it does, some say it does not. But L'chatchila, before a sefer writes Hashem's name, he says L'shem Kedushas Hashem, and he must go to mikvah, the tahara. If he doesn't go to mikvah, it could be it's even possible. I don't know the process. It's big shayla.
Before he starts writing,
the Shem Hashem, mikvah dim.
Everything all the time.
Every Shem Hashem, he must go to mikvah before. Yes, some sefer.
Go to mikvah.
They must no, not every time. You can write 50 of them. You just go to mikvah once. Some sefer who did not go to mikvah, they would leave it all the shemos, and they would go to mikvah, and in one sitting would write all the shemos. Today, that's not the name. The minig is the sefer does not write a letter unless he goes to mikvah. As far as I know, I've heard, that's the minhag olam today. All soifim today, before they write anything, maybe not necessarily a Megillah, but Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, Tefillin, it's accepted today. You go, I even know that a person soif, he forgot, and he wrote one line without going to mikvah. And he right away remembered, he went to mikvah, and he finished the whole cloth. And it bothered him that he wrote one line, not Hashem's name, and he asked one of the G'dayla Yisrof, he has to be Modia, the Koine, that he wrote one line before he went to mikvah. And he told him, yeah, you have to. You have to be Modia, because that's what Atrei Kach. And that's why it's a pillar to me, you go to Achnos Sefer Torah, they're not makbid, many times, they're not makbid to go to mikvah before you put a dot in the Sefer Torah. It's a pillar, because this is a shame. The whole Sefer Torah was written.
No, I've seen.
They let them stand there.
No, wait.
They let them stand there.
I'm telling you, I was back.
Katan to write a dot, put a dot in the Sefer Torah, and they outline it.
No, don't tell me. No, I was there.
Okay, maybe.
I'm telling you,
because the last oasis are really stems.
Yes, that's true.
It's
really kosher. Yeah, but still, you want to do. You're right. That's maybe part of the head, but it's still.
I've gone in market usually.
No, half and half. A lot of times they're not
makbid.
Yeah, that's posh. Every day you make the kaddish, that's posh. That's the old day. Anyway, the chassid, a lot of some people are very makbid. They don't even let anyone, even you go to mikvah, they want to ruin it. They don't want to stop pashking. It gets out of control. Once you start playing games, all of a sudden it becomes a free for all. I saw once a very whatever fighting the Gemara. Come over here, says we have over here. So here's our case. You have to write the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem has to be written L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. The Sefer, he looks at the Tikkun Sefer, he sees Yehuda. So what does he do? Oh, I got to write Yehuda. So he has Kavana to write Yehuda. And then guess what? Bizarre as it gets, he left out the Vav. Yeah. He made a spelling mistake. Okay, he made a spelling mistake. So look at that, wonderful. I was supposed to write Yudkei Vavkei. I had Kavana to write Yehuda, and look at that, I slipped. I'm not a good speller. I wrote Yudkei Vavkei. So wonderful. Shalom al Yisrael. No, not so wonderful, because the Yudkei Vavkei was not written L'shem Kedushas Hashem. So what do you do? So you know today, you know what you do. It's over. That's it. The whole cloth goes in the Geniza, or they koylef. They're able to because you can't erase it. You can't erase it. Okay, so they scrape it off. They cut off. That's a whole technique how they do it. But not for now. So the movie is, what do you do in this case situation? Vital. Let's see. The Tanya Rishah Yitzchak Lodavas Hashem. But this have a little bit of Yehuda. Vital Avloi Hitul Bay Dalit. So what do you do? Marvel of Kolmes. Take the Kolmes. Oh. You trace the letters. Just nochmal, give it sanctity by tracing the letters. Bavel of Kumusim Akadshoi, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, it works. Vachachomim oimim ein Hashem min hamuvchor, it's possible. It's not good. So what do you learn from over here? It's a machloikis. If tracing a pre-existing letter is significant in halacha. And where is the halacha l'maisa? When you need to give kedusha shem, l'may nafkamina hilcha Shabbos. If a person already has something written and you just trace it, is that called the choshev ksiv to be chayiv for the melacha d'oraisa of kosev on Shabbos? Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, yes. Just like if you trace Hashem's name, it's good for it gives it kedusha. According to Rabbanan, not. It's the same machloekes. Right? Atayin l'maisa kosev esachas. You write one letter v'yashlimu l'seif. You write the lamed. Right? You go achnosef. Until you put in the dot. They don't connect the top of the lamed to the bottom of the lamed to the chaf levav. You put in that dot, so you yeshlim al sefer yechai or that chut echad v'yeshlim al lebege. This is the last stitch. What's halacha chayiv? Everyone agrees. Mantan. Who's the tana? Amar Rava, Babar, Huna, Rabbi Leza, Hidyama, Achas, Allah, Rechayiv. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily according to only Rabbi Leza. Rav Ashi Amar, Afil Temer Abonon, Lahashlem Shiny. It's one thing when you have a Megillah and you're in the middle and you write one letter. That's the machlokes from Eliezer and the Chachamim. Is one letter on the an additional letter to already a ksav yichayiv. But when you write the last letter and you mash from the sefer, when you write through the last stitch, it could very well then be Rav Ashi says even the Rabban are masking that it's choshev enough to be chayiv. Right? Amarami kosav yisachas b'tzoria. Let's say you have a piece of paper. Right? Here's a piece of paper. And I want to write two aleph. I want an aleph base, and I write aleph. I get on a plane. I now go across the world. I travel on Shabbos on a Concorde across the world in 6 hours. And there, after I get off the plane, I sit down in Eretz Yisrael and I write the letter base. So I wrote one letter in America, one letter in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, on the same day. So what's the halacha? Because
we have that before.
Oh, let's see. No, you have, when you wrote one letter on this side of the wall and one letter on the other side of the wall, you potter.
Right.
You know why you potter? Because they're not read together.
And here they're read together?
Yeah, it's one piece of paper.
Oh, he brought the paper.
Right. I'm sorry to explain it. Right. One piece of paper. That's most kasha. Why? Ksiva he? It's one ksiva. Ella shemuchusar. Oh, once I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I told you the Gemara's maskana one step at a time. So the Gemara in the Havamina says yechayiv. Why? Because ksiva ella shemuchusar kreva. It's missing though, which simply means, let's write on a piece of paper. Here's one piece of paper. I write the letter aleph on one piece of paper. I then go across the world to Tzipur and I write Beis on a different piece of paper. So if you want, you can put them together. No one's holding you back. It just happens to be the one is there, one is there. It's Ksiva, it's called the Ksiva. Ella, even though you can't read them together, Ella, Chaksiva, Ella Shem Chusa Kreva. Oh, the Atamulim, the Mishnah, Kosvala, Al Shnei Kosi Abayis, the Al Shnei Davi, Apinikos, the Ein Nehogin Zem Ze Potter. So the Gemara says, no, there is a part of a wall. Hosa Mechusa Maisa de Kreva. Hocha, Loi Mechusa Maisa de Kreva, Tzirashi. Ha Mechusa Maisa de Kreva, Einoi Mekarvan, Ella Aide Kitsitsa. Since you wrote on the wall, the only way you can put the two letters together is cut out a chunk of the wall. That's already a maisa.
And the distance differential to...
That's not the issue. That's not the issue. You need a maisa, a tzitza, a mafsek. V'chikam Rav Amiko in Kosov achas al svas luach zo b'tzeria, v'achas al svas luach zo b'tzipore, v'yato yochon l'korvon shlo b'maisa, ele kreva b'alma. Here, I wrote on one piece of paper, on another piece of paper. If I want, I can bring them together. I don't have to do anything significant. I don't have to go take a chunk out of the wall to bring the two together. Memela, that's the difference between these two cases. Tanya, the Baruch Gio, Itzachas Chayiv. If you correct one letter, you're Chayiv. The Gemara says, "What are you talking about? You correct one letter? How could it possibly be? If I correct, I have a letter Dalit, and I have a letter Resh, right? And I make it's that's wrong. It's supposed to be a Dalit, so I add some ink in the corner to make the Resh into a Dalit. I'm Chayiv. What are you talking about? If I would have written the entire letter, I would be Potter because it's only one letter. You need to write two letters." Ashtu kosam ois achas potter higia ois achas chayik. What are you talking about? Amar av sheit shoche by hachad by sin koin shenolu legage shulches enochanami. We deal with the case where you magia one letter and by being magil you made it into two letters. I have a ches. I took off the connection and now I have two zayins. So my correction has fashioned two separate letters. Shenotol legage shulches v'yaso shnei zaynin. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rav amar koin shenolu letage shel dal. So what does that mean? And by doing so, you masaking the entire Sefer Torah. In other words, it's the second answer is that it's not just correcting one letter. You're correcting the entire Sefer Torah. This is similar to the example of what we said before. If you write the last letter, even though it's only one letter, Yechayev, Lahashlim Shiny, the Gemara is significant. So here as well, if you have a Sefer Torah that one letter is wrong, you're not allowed to keep in your home.
Why is that Ksiva not Makab Bepadish?
What?
Why is that Ksiva and not Makab Bepadish?
Because Makab Bepadish appears only by Binyan.
Okay.
So it's a din of construction, not by writing.
Let's see. By completing this.
Yes, you're a good question. What are the parameters of Makab Bepadish? Do you say by planting? So you have Ein Binyan B'Kelim, but you have Makab Bepadish by a Kli. It's a very complicated issue. What exactly is Makab Bepadish? Okay, let's give you a look at the Rashi. Important Rashi. Rova Makab Shnotol Legagud L'Dayev Adalot. So the Dalot is supposed to be a Resh. So you take off a little teeny dot. The Loi Havi Ella Hagos Oisachas. You're correcting one letter. Also, why chayiv? Over davar mut chayiv. Why hoil v'zeu tikun hasefer? We're not discussing where you just correct a lone letter. You correct a lone letter, and by doing so, you fix the entire book. It's the only thing which needs correction. Why? What's so terrible if the whole book has one wrong letter? The osur leodam lishoy sefer she'ena mugem yishem al tishkon biyolecha avla. Unbelievable Gemara. You're not allowed to have in a shul a Sefer Torah that has mistakes. Al tishkon biyolecha avla.
Sign or because of
it leads to a takola. Someone will come to learn the wrong pasuk. Now today, today we live in a digital world. It's not likely that if your Sefer Torah is not correct, it's going to make a big difference. But Tam Chazal, I don't know if you would apply the rules. Mamish Alisa say Al Tishka Melech Avla Bezman Hazeh. When we live in such a world, I don't know. But Tam Chazal certainly, because every Sefer Torah can lead to a takola. Mishmal Tishka Melech Avla. Too in the Rambam says they looked at all the Sefer Torah, and they all says they're all pasul. All the Sefer Torah in the city are apostle. Let me tell you how to write a Sefer Torah. And he wrote a Sefer Torah, and he searched. Can you imagine the Rambam saying that he lived in Cairo, Egypt? Everything is apostle. The whole country. You can't even find one kosher Sefer Torah. Al tishkan bi alecha avla. So Rashi's insight is it's a gedder with the Gemara of Ashi said before lahashlim shiny. Tabrin leel the chayv afilu rabban. Bite in the Gemara. Tana with the brayso. Neschavil tavoyis achas. Let's say you had kavana to write one letter. I want to write the letter ches. And what happened? The olu biyodesh time and by mistake I wrote two letters. Chayiv. I want to write one letter and I ended up writing two letters. I'm going to be chayiv. Why you chayiv? But because the bottom line is you wrote two letters. So it must be a very big chiddush. You want to write one letter and you ended up writing two letters. It's a chiddush because the bottom line is you did a choshev ksiva. You wanted to write and you wrote. So this is a very deep idea. There's a lot of lamedus over here going on. The melechas machshavas ksiva is not necessarily the shear. The two letters is a shear. You want melechas machshavas is not a din in the shear. So I'm saying you can say a rashi v'shear here. The din of melechas machshavas is not a din in the shear. It's a din in you want to do a ma'aseh ksiva. I want to do a ma'aseh ksiva. Happens to be ma'aseh ksiva. You need a shear to osios. Did I write to osios? Yeah. Did I want to do a ksiva? Yeah. So 1 plus 1 equals 2. I'm chayiv. So lama shadin. There'll be other shtayim chayiv. Unbelievable. We give a whole shiur on this one line gemara. Ah, the atzam. We learned the mishnah potter. We're telling we learned the mishnah potter. You want to go write one letter, and you end up writing two letters. You potter. So the gemara says an incredible halacha, which nagi halacha lemayis is a powerful halacha. The gemara says lakasha had by ziyune, had by ziyune. There are different types of letters. Sometimes, let's say you have a letter test. Let's say you want to write the letter of pay. The letter pay are two letters. You want to write the letter tes. The letter tes really is a pay, we have in the Gemara, really a pay and a vav. And it's connected. So they know tagim. So if I don't connect the bottom, I ended up writing a pay and a vav. I wanted to write the letter tes. And my pen skipped some ink. So I ended up writing a pay and a vav. Let's assume that the letter tes is the combination of a pay and a vav. They're connected. I wrote the pay and the vav, but it didn't get connected on the bottom. So I ended up writing two letters. Are there any tagim that need to be added to the vav and the pay? No, you don't need any tagim. They're good the way they are. Chayiv. When it says I want to write one letter, I end up writing two letters. The two letters they ended up writing are two zayins. How do you write a zayin in Sefer Torah? You don't just write a zayin. You have to write three tagim. There are three little tagim that appear on top of the zayin. So since you need the ziyunim, you need the tagim, the ziyunim, the mail it's incomplete until you write the tagim, mail your potter. That's what mail. What is Rashi telling us in a Sefer Torah? If you have a zayin and you don't have the three tagim, it's pasul. Really? Is that what halacha l'maisa? Na muchrach. I don't know if we pass it like this piece of Gemara. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, you need the top of the zayin, the titagim, l'ziyun, titagim shalchem, shazayonim, tzrichos, gimel ziyunim, yiminu smol, l'malah. You have to have three ziyun, therefore it's not a kosher letter. So since it's incomplete, we have not yet finished what you want to, what you need at least to do, what you at least plan to do, mainly you're going to be potter. Right, of course, so we learn Rashi, Nutrikin is you write one letter, Shin, and a little strechel, which in the context of this letter it means Shimoin. So that little strechel automatically counts as a letter, abbreviation. So now the Gemara goes off the topic. Okay, we're going now to the top. With another translation of the trikin means abbreviations. Rashi Tevis. Where do we find such a concept? Minatayr Shnemar Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Nistich. Hashem told Avram Avinu, you are going to be the father of Hamoin, a multitude of nations. I have appointed you. So the more darsh is the two words Av Hamoin. Av stands for Av Nisatich Lumos. The Aleph means a father. The Beis means Bachur. You are chosen Nisatich Lumos among the nations. The He stands for Hamoin. Stands for Hamoin. We interchange the He with the Ches. We learned that yesterday. The He becomes the Ches. Chaviv, precious, nesatich abumos. The mem is melech nesatich abumos. The vav means vasik. Vasik means humble and precious. It's a very hard word to translate. Vasik, we say this in Nusach Yom Ram. Vasik, va'isa chesed. Vasik, va'isa chesed. We have a little. What? Biyomdin. Vosik versus Biyomdin. Vosik. What does it mean, Vosik? So look at the next time, look at the article translation. It means Vosik means. Vosik means gracious. It's very hard word to try. I don't know the good. What are they translating here in the article? Vosik. Vosik, the Vav. You'll find many translations for it. A Talmud Vosik. Yeah, that expression, that a Talmud Vosik, Kol Mash, a Talmud Vosik, Osir Lischadish. It means humble, it means precious. Vosik Nisaticha Bu'umais. Then the Nun is Nema Nisaticha Bu'umais, okay? So we have an example over here of Nutrik. Next example, Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, another example, Anochi. The Aseres Hadibois begin with the word Anochi. The word Anochi is Ono I, Ano I, Nun is Nafshi, my soul, Kisivas, wrote it, Yehivas. Kaviyach, Hashem is saying that the Torah is the essence of my neshama. That's very heavy-duty stuff, which we have no idea what that means. Rabban Amri, Amira, Amira, another interpretation, Amira Nima, Aleph is Amira, is a statement. Nima, pleasant. A pleasant statement. Siva was written, he even was given. The Torah is pleasant. It's Diracheha Darkei Noyam. Ikadam, some say Anochi Lemafreya. Read the word backwards. Lemafreya, so first comes the Yud. Yehiva Ksiva Ne'emonim Amorecha. It was given a ksiva. Hashem gave a document, gave us the Torah, a ksiva, the luchos which are written. Ne'emonim Amorecha. Its words are faithful. Its words are true. Follow the Torah, you'll be in good shape. The Beit Rabbi Nosson Amri, another example of Nutrik and Kiyarat Haderech Lenegdi. The donkey said that the road turned to my side. How do they translate the word Yarat literally? Ki yarat haderech, what? Ki turned. Ki the derech caused me to turn to my side. What does that mean? Yarat, yara, the donkey saw the malach. Ro'asa, I would say yara means he was afraid. Yara, the malach, the donkey was afraid. Ro'asa, because of what it saw, and not saw, and it therefore turned to the side. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Carmel. We have that you take on the Shavuos, the Shtei, we take on Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem, and the Shtei Halechem is, on Pesach, we bring the Omer, not on Shavuos, the Pesach, the Omer, which comes from barley, and the barley is called Carmel. What is Carmel? It's not a wine. What is Carmel? Carmole. It means a kernel that is full. A kernel, it's in full blossom. The barley kernel shall be full. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar v'hu, another example, v'hu kilalani kilalim nemetzes. David complained to Shlomo, make sure you kill Shimon, the Shimon Gera. Make sure you curse him, you kill him because he cursed me, a kilala nimretzes. An explicit curse. What's nimretzes? Nimretzes literally means, what is in the article? Literally means an explicit. Mm-hmm. An explicit curse. So what's the Nutrikin in Nimret says? Nutrikin Noyefu? That this guy, the Shimon Geri, he said about me that I'm a Noyef, I'm an adulterer, because of the Maisa of Bathsheba. He said I'm a Moavi, I'm not fit to come in the cloud because I come from Rus HaMoavia, who? Rotzeachu, I killed Uriah, Memel I'm a Rotzeach, and Tzair, who I'm an enemy, I'm the enemy of the Jewish people, to Evil, who and I am an abomination. Only thing he didn't call him was a terrorist. I once heard a politician say that. One politician ranked out another politician, so he said, you hear what he called me? He called me every name in the book. The only thing he didn't call me is a terrorist. Standing up here, David said that Shimon Gair called me every possible ugly word except for a terrorist. Okay. Tayvu, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar. What can we say? Who said this? Who said this pasuk? Ma nidaber ma nitzadok. You have found the brothers. The brothers said to Yosef that you have found our sins. You found the gevia in the sack of Binyamin. Ma nidaber ma nitzadok. What can we say? How can we make ourselves righteous? So what does it mean nitzadok? They were really saying, this is a bilbul. Someone over here is playing games. Nitzadok, nechoinim anachnu, the nun is we are upright people. Tzadikim anachnu, we are righteous. Tes is tochoirim anachnu, we are pure people. Dal means dakim anachnu, we are clean people. And kidoishim anachnu, we are holy people. Vaita, if a person writes two letters, letter one, aleph, and then you go to kiddush. Oh, today is Shabbos. Today is Shabbos. What did I just do? I wrote a letter. You feel very big. You wrote a letter. You go back home. Nachamol, you forget today is Shabbos. And what do? You write the second letter. Sach HaKol, you wrote two letters. But it was done, there was a Yediyah in the middle. Now why is this example not, this is different than the classic example? Because here you had the Yediyah in between a Chatzis Shir. You only wrote one letter. One letter is nothing. It's only Chatzis Shir. And then you became aware that it's Shabbos. So this is the Lomdish Shaila. This is Mamish, this is a Shasugya. Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzis Shir. shear. If you have a yediyah in between the half of the shear, is that significant? Does that break up the two different halves into two separate actions and you potter? Or do we say no, since in between the chatzis shear it's kilu, you never had that yediyah, the bottom line is he wrote two letters, yechai, that's machlokes. The issue, the Gemara says, the Michael Mugi, Rav Nachman, and Mumu Savar, Ein Yidia Lechatze Shir. Beautiful, you saw it. Being that the Yidia was in between a Chatze Shir, it's Kilo, there was no Yidia. The bottom line is, you wrote two letters. You wrote two letters in Shabbat, so you have a carbon. Rabban and say you potter. Because you had a Yidia. The Yidia is mafred between the one letter in the morning and one letter in the afternoon. Each letter by itself is potter. It's not a Shir. You potter. Rabban and Sarvi, Yeish Yidia Lechatze Shir, Hajjan Allah Chaboyne, Hajjan Allah Chaboyne. Do we do the whole body together? Yeah, we do the whole thing together. Baruch Hashem, at least we don't meet every day. Baruch Hashem, we do the whole Abayda together. Right, we mentioned before. A person goes and he puts three stitches between for the very first time. A new garment. You're now coming to create a brand new garment. So it's the beginning of kol hascholos kashos. It's difficult to get off to a good start. So you need to do three. The achas bot, once you get going, you already have the garment. Now you just come to add one more stitch to a pre-existing cloth that's in the process of being woven. The achas al harik chai, very powerful, you say this. To get started, you need three. Once it's already started, you want to air on Shabbos, even one yechayef. V'achachomim, or yemim, makes no difference. No, always two. Doesn't make any difference. Always, you always need two. Next. Ha'oiseh shtei batei nirin b'nirin. If you set up two nirin b'nirin, and now nirin are the heddles. Is that how you pronounce it? The heddle?
Heddle.
Now, it's kedai, if you have a chance, to look in the back of the article. Chel gimel, and you really need the beauty of the article really comes in the next part of the Gemara, the next Mishnah, the end of the appendix. Especially part B, on the next page. The part A, everyone knows. But part B is very difficult. They had a Korah by Belsky. At Belsky, he researched this matter. It really is for the very bottom of the Mishnah. But and that, if you have time to go through it very carefully, what it means. But the basic thing you saw here is, we have here the weaving process. The weaving process, we have the odd and the even strings. Right? So you have to put the odd and the even strings in some type of frame so that you can alternate. You pick up the odd. Now there's an opening, so you can throw the Erev thread. Right, so the Shasi goals are permanently affixed to these frames. All of the odd Shasi threads are attached to one frame, and all of the even are attached to a different frame, and you keep it alternating. And as you alternate, you throw in between the gap that you create by alternating, you throw in the buchya, the ball of Erev thread. Now, when you make this frame to connect all of the odd and even, so simply there's a little ring. Okay, we'll learn very simple. There's a little ring. You have a frame. The frame has sticks, and in the middle of the sticks are little rings. You thread odd string number one through the little ring. String number three through ring number two. String number five through ring number three. And then you do the same exact process to the other frame, and then you do thread number one goes into number two. String number two goes into the first ring, and so on and so forth. Those rings are called the bote nirin. When you thread, so we're not even up to weaving, we're up to setting up the loom. If you go and you put the thread through shtei bote nirin, ha'oise shtei bote nirin bin nirin. Nir means in this frame where you put yechayif. The kirus. Now, kirus was a larger, same exact principle, but it was a much larger type of loom. Like if you make a blanket, or you would make things commercially. So then they didn't go have these little teeny things with little frames. They had massively large size frames. And in fact, when they would go up and down, they used pedals, the Gemara says. They didn't go use their hands to go up and down. They used pedals to manipulate the frames to go back and down. These are different different types of baskets made from wicker. So it's just, now here you're not putting any threads into heddles. You're setting up the pattern, and you set up when you set up when you do it for the first time. When you make the vertical and the horizontal until you get it going, that is called establishing the bate nir. There is no term, Rashi says, for setting up a basket, a wicker basket. It doesn't exist, this type of system. But what it means, the equivalent of bate nirin by a nofa, a kvara, and a sal, different types of baskets, larger and smaller, it means when you set up the arava branches in order that it's stationary, it's kavua, it's not going to fall apart. Chayiv. The atoifer based tfiros, a person needs stitches, two different stitches. You have a garment which needs some stitching. You have to connect two different pieces of cloth together, and you take the needle and you make two stitches. The hakorea, if you have a garment and you rip a garment, you take out a razor blade and you cut the garment. So if you cut the garment, stop with cutting a potter. But if you're cutting the garment to make a repair because there's some type of nick in the garments, if you carry al manas litva based tefillos, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, we'll stop here out of time. Have a good Shabbos.